Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So the International Bank of Settlements, the global clearinghouse and consortium governing the private global crime cartel, when I say that, I mean global crime cartel, the global mafia that owns the private banks that issue the money that control almost every government on Earth, they're saying get ready for global depression. They say it's going to come. They don't know when it's going to come. Here's another one out of the London Telegraph today. Banks set to call in a swath of loans. The United States faces a severe credit crunch as mounting losses on risky forms of debt catch up with the banks and force them to curb lending and call in existing loans. Yeah, when a $300,000 house in Austin is almost $1 million today, folks, the inflation is just off the charts. The United States faces a severe credit crunch. You see, they're already starting to cut back on credit. As mounting losses on risky forms of debt catch up with banks and force them to curb lending and call in existing loans. Now, they don't call in a loan when you got 10% of it paid, unless you're in default for even a year. They don't want that. But what they like is when you're half paid, even a third paid, or 90% paid, and they do an analysis of what, say, some 80-year-old woman's got. Let me see. She's been paying 25 years on this house. She owes $20,000 more, and our data shows she's only got about $5,000 in liquid cash. She's living on Social Security. She's got insurance. Take it, and boom, she gets foreclosed. And they will send the constables. They will drag her out by her hair with pleasure. And they do have pleasure, by the way. I've gone and videotaped that. I'll never forget Nelda Wells Spears, the tax assessor in Travis County at the time. And we had the on local Channel 17, they were showing for days, there were so many, hundreds of them, and hundreds back in the late 90s, of houses they'd taken for not paying taxes or not being able to. And then we taped that off TV, and we walked up to her, and we said, you're taking people's houses. She goes, we don't take houses. We never take houses. We don't take one house. And we showed her at the courthouse steps selling them, and we showed the video of them advertising them. But again, they just lie. There's no amnesty. There's no taking houses. There's no, you know, it's just, and I want all the New York cops to go around threatening to say people have bombs on them and they got video cameras or saying there's no free speech and arrest everybody and who help go take old ladies' houses and apartments. You're not going to have anything either. It's going to be so bad that you're going to have nothing either. And I hope you enjoy it because you deserve it. A lot of us are going to be hurting this, and it's going to be tough on everybody, but at least all the scum is going to be hurt, too. And again, I don't like to admit that I actually take some pleasure in that, but I like seeing justice being done. Now, the bankers are going to do just fine. The really evil people, as usual, will just consolidate everything, and then they'll create a new credit boom and sell it all back to you and then steal it up again. They'll do it over and over again. I mean, I hope they can contain it and it's just like a dot-com bust or something, but they're saying that's not what's going to happen. I mean, Merrill Lynch is even having problems right now. Chase Manhattan, Citibank of the Financial Times of London said last year that things are in such a crisis, even central banks could have problems. Now, they issue the money out of nothing, but still, the numbers are so huge, and it affects so many of their other assets that it even endangers them. That's how powerful this is. Now, if we were able to expose that it's the global elite behind all this and that they set up this atmosphere and that they consolidate during these credit restriction periods, the short calls, the rest of it, then the elite would not implode the bubble. But our irrational exuberance, in a way, is actually defeating them. They use it to get us overextended. But now they can get up and say, depression, 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 real estate, pop the bubble, and it doesn't even entirely work. That's the propaganda working against them. If we can expose that they're behind it, they will just allow indefinite bubble expansion, and in a fiat economy, that will indeed work.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
World order will only implode the economy and go into mass depression and police state if they think you'll buy into it. That's why they wanted to get their amnesty done now, because they know if the depression hits, there'll be even more pressure to kick the illegals out, and they've got to have their amnesty first. They've got to have their amnesty first before they give them the order to torture every major city. If that is the New World Order's wish, which that's one of their, they got a lot of different ways to kill us. It's kind of like they got us out on the chopping block for the public execution, and they might do it with a hatchet, an axe, a dagger, a noose. They should have that as a public spectacle, and no one knows which tool they're going to use. Will it be the nuke terror attacks? Will it be the bio attacks? Will it be the illegal alien riot that I witnessed yesterday on the highway? I mean, what will it be? I don't know. If we expose them, they won't be able to do it. That's why they've gone from 300,000 police in 1993 to over 1 million. That's why they're hiring even more now. They're talking about doubling that. That's why they're putting in all the cameras, because they know they need to be able to pull the rug out, really get hardcore with us, and that there's going to be riots, there's going to be massive increases in crime. Folks, you know I've been right about everything else in the past. I don't want to be right about this. Believe me, we can stop it if we call the White House and say, we know you're behind the New World Order. We know you're behind the economy. If you call the Federal Reserve, if you call the talk radio and talk about real issues instead of Paris Hilton and just all the rest of it. It's so sick.
It's all just, I just can't believe how evil. I'm going to take calls, and we'll get into more on the bombing news and a bunch of other, I got a bunch of news here. And I'm sorry if I sound bummed out today. It's just, I didn't get enough sleep last night, and the news gets me really mad, and the two is not a good combination. I just want to live my life, too. You know, I want to go on vacation. I want to have a nice house. I want to have a future. I'm mad. And I'm mad that the police and the military and a lot of the people don't know whose side they're on. And they're going along with their own destruction. But I guess I should be happy. I mean, I keep saying they're not awake. 14% approve of Congress in Gallup poll, which shows it's probably even worse than that. 80-plus percent of the troops now are against the war, and polls they've given them, with their commanders sitting there watching how they answer, they're still saying, I'm against it. And so, really, I guess the people are awake. 91% didn't want this amnesty, and we were able to batter them into submission, but the illegals are still legal by fiat, but at least when the Depression comes, the Depression may actually save this country in a sick way, because it'll probably flush a lot of the illegals out of the country because stuff will get so bad here. It'll really show people the pressure they've caused, and it will. And the police state's going to get five times worse, and it'll probably just end up in us winning. Stuff may just, I don't know, God works in mysterious ways. I just, there's so many angles to this, and I got a pretty good brain at computing and all, and it just, you buckle up, folks. That's all I can tell you. Buckle up. Let me tell you how it's going to work, folks. There's already racial conflict between blacks and Hispanics from L.A. to Austin, Texas to New York, killing each other every day. Just like they had a Mexican accidentally bumped a black child at the Juneteenth parade last week, and the black folks beat the man to death and half beat the other poor fellow to death. Well, the same thing's going to go for the cops. You're going to go ahead and you're going to shoot somebody, you're going to beat somebody up, and the rioting's going to start, and it's not going to stop. And by the way, I don't want that to happen, because the government then is going to bring in a depression and say it was caused by that. That's why they may stage a terror attack, but watch the economy start dropping. Let me tell you, the biggest time for a terror attack right now is if you see the stock market drop like 3,000 points, 4,000 points in a week, there'll probably be a terror attack that next week, just like on 9/11. Then they go, oh, the economy's had the big bust because of 9/11. My point is, men out there better spend a little less time watching baseball and a little less time picking their noses and a little less time acting tough at the gym and a little less time swaggering around getting new tattoos and a little more time getting involved and getting informed and getting down to city council and getting down to the state legislature. Because I want to slap you upside the head every time, you know, we go down to the legislature to beat some gun control bills and I don't see all the good old boys with the hunters for George Bush down there. No, you just want to stick a sticker on your car and swagger around like you're some type of conservative when you're really an enemy of America. And I'm serious. The yuppies who think George Bush is conservative, you're enemies of this country. You are enemies. You're an enemy of my family, and you're an enemy of me. And bad cops, you're an enemy of my family in this country, too. It's time to get serious and to get mean. And just start... Just spitting. Not just spit right on the table. Just spitting right in front. Oh, but they'll charge you with Al-Qaeda attack now. They call that a terror attack. Even spitting on the ground. Point is, it's just literally just, that's what you are. You're scum. You're just like pot-bellied Germans that went along with Hitler because they like the fancy uniforms and all the bull. Reese in New York. Then we'll go to Danny in Staten Island and others. Thanks for holding. Reese, you're on the air. Okay, he's listening to the radio. Reese, you going to come to the phone? Put him on hold for a minute. We'll try to come back to him. Let's go ahead and go to Danny in Staten Island. You're on the air.
What's up, Alex? Listen, I had the day off from work today. I was listening to your show, and I heard you talk about the NYPD, so I had to call. I had to call up anytime you're talking about the cops. And I didn't want to call to trash nobody. I'm not anti-cop or anything. As a matter of fact, I have some good friends that are police officers. In my line of work, I've been in the homes and private homes of police officers, and it's like a two-sided coin with them. It's like when they have the uniform off and the badges off, they're totally different people. They're just like you and me. For example, I'm talking to a cop who was a first responder down at Ground Zero, who's sick, and his brother's terminally sick. And I asked him, you know, how does it feel that the government lied about having the air safe to breathe and, you know, having his people go down there? And now, you know, since his brother's dying and he's sick as well, you know, as a kid, he was upset about it. And he was actually, I was giving him your website, InfoWars, Prison Planet, 911truth.org. I referenced him to your terror storm and martial law, loose change. And he told me, like, as soon as you guys leave the house, I'm going on those websites. And he sounded very interested, like he wanted to learn. And then you have the police officers when they're in uniform. For example, we were over there in Times Square on Monday, had the banner out, and police are slowing down while we got the banner out on Times Square, rolling down their windows, saying we're pathetic, we're a disgrace. Like, these are police officers that are there. Like, their job is to, like, you know, protect our rights, protect our First Amendment rights, and here we are, like, sticking up for them. And they're coming down with the windows now, starting with us, saying, you know, hold the banner up, we're pathetic, and we, you know, we try to hand them a flyer, get that stuff out of my face. I'm trying to really, like, clean up the language that they were using, but they really sounded unprofessional. You know, and they came like a gang of 8 or 9 of them, made us fold up the banner and leave. And I remember last Saturday, my boy AJ came from Staten Island. He came down to Ground Zero to hand out flyers with us. He tried to give one to a Port Authority cop. And the Port Authority cop told him, get that out of my face before I slam you to the ground and shove that flyer down your throat.
Do you have video of that?
No, do we have video? I know he was being followed around by one of us with a camera. I wasn't there exactly, but I think there's video of that, yeah.
Well, see, you need to put that on YouTube. That's why they're wanting to ban cameras. So that, I mean, no, I've had them act like that. I mean, hardcore mafia-type criminal behavior, and they just think we're here to be their slaves. I mean, it's like putting the mafia that would shake down grocery stores in uniforms. It's even worse.
Well, I mean, it's been happening. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
All right, no, I was just saying it's been happening for a while. I mean, I've just been doing this for a couple of weeks getting active, but, I mean, I was blackmailed by a cop when I was 19. I was driving around. I got a ticket, and I expressed my feelings about it. I was working, and I was working for a restaurant. I was delivering food, and we always deliver food to the precinct right around the corner. And I was never bothered by the police, but these two particular officers, they were young. And they were like, oh, you want to argue? Now we're giving you another ticket for being out of the car with your car on. They came and took my license out of my hand. They wrote me a second ticket and then said, you got anything else to say? Or well, your muffler sound a little too loud. I'm like trying to blackmail me as if I say anything again, they're going to write me another ticket. So at that point, I just shut my mouth. But I did call the Civility Complaint Review Board, which is, I think it's like an agency that...
Which goes right into a black hole, yeah.
Yeah, and they kept... As a matter of fact, I dropped the case with the CCRB because I beat the ticket in traffic court. The cop never showed up when I challenged it, and probably because he was getting harassed by the CCRB, and they would have let it go. I mean, I dropped the case, and they...
No, it is good to file complaints on them because that does hurt their record. No, I mean, it's simple. I'm a human being. I have value. And somebody out of The Sopranos walks over in a uniform and starts yelling at me. I'm just not putting up with it. And I mean, I'm done. I'm done, and I'm finished dealing with it. And I don't care. And I'm just had enough. And, yeah, no. Thousands of police and firemen have already died from 9/11 attacks that were carried out by the globalists. Thousands are dying from the inhalation. And I remember being there in 2004 and cops laughing and calling me a conspiracy theorist that they breathe poison. Now they don't laugh. And I had about 65% of the cops on our side being friendly. Hey, Alex, I like the website. Even a lot of the higher level cops were being really friendly. We have it all on tape. But man, like 20-30% were just the scum of the earth. And I finally stopped being nice. I go, go ahead and arrest me and I'm going to sue you. And, of course, they knew it, too, though, is the key. You can't just threaten that. I mean, I'm committed to it. And they can tell. They telegraph. They get that, and they just leave you alone. But anything else you want to add, Danny?
Well, no, that was basically about the police and about, like, the filming now. They're trying to pass these laws.
What do you say to them, though, when they run up to you and say, start screaming and cussing at you?
Well, when I was younger, you know, I didn't really know my rights as a person. You know, I was, like, 19, 20. I was taught to be scared of the police, and whenever they come up to you, you know, if they pull you over, yes, sir, no, sir, like they're God, you know, like they're somebody that you got to look up to, that they're not on your level as a citizen of this country. Nowadays, when someone comes up to me, whether it's a police officer, a court authority cop, or anybody who has some sort of authority, remember, when that badge is off and that gun is off and they're up to it, it's just like you. So you don't take any disrespect from anybody. I don't take any disrespect from anybody.
How did the land of the free, home of the brave, get to a point where Americans bow to police and stoop over like we're in Guatemala? Man, I'm not putting up with it. Good job. We'll be right back. Get me that video. That sounds great. Stay there.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
All right, Mark, you're on the air. Where are you calling from? Okay, Mark's not there. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Chris, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to hear something. I'm just a little fed up what's going on out here. About 2 weeks ago, we had a deputy that was killed over across the river in Indiana. And this news report, the way it was put out, you know, the kid did, you know, said he was on MySpace and did something, said he's going to take out this guy. This kid had no record prior to this, and I'm looking at this as similar to Virginia Tech. There's no mention of any drugs, Prozac, nothing. And another thing about the news.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about the story. What happened?
Well, a 15-year-old, apparently there was a domestic disturbance or something going on at the house, and he took out a deputy when he arrived there. And the news media got it in right away. And the thing that they did on the news that made me mad, well, the kid already committed suicide, but what the conditioning method was, they have armored vehicles, FBI, ATF, Secret Service, Louisville Metro Police Department, and armored vehicles all going around the house with this mass conditioning, and I was just absolutely angry at that.
Well, after everybody's dead, they've still got to drive the APCs around in circle as a show of force, and anytime something bad happens, yeah, they will try to mix in the Internet, and then who the Internet's going to get you, and the Internet's going to cause a problem, and the Internet's going to bite you.
Yeah, and this is just no mention. This is similar to Virginia Tech, no mention of it, and I'm not buying the story. Something is set up. What happened to what at Virginia Tech? He might have been on some kind of a drug or something.
Well, I mean, there are real terrorists, there are real shooters, there are real problems. There's 300 million people here in this country. The media has conditioned us also we need to just give up rights or slit our wrists or submit to world government if there's anything wrong happening. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Paul in London. Paul, are the folks in England buying this new staged event as if it's real with their new leader, Lord Brown?
Yeah, Lord Brown is doing very well, except that there's a caveat from that. I'm looking at a Daily Mail report. Daily Mail, for everyone in America, is a major national newspaper. And one of the polls they had today was, are our terror laws tough enough? And 73% responded no.
Oh, and of course, Lord Brown is saying that he wants the secret arrest provision expanded within minutes of the attack.
Yeah, absolutely. And there is just one caveat that, unfortunately, three soldiers died in Iraq, and two of them were from his hometown. Now, they can't arrange that. I think we just got lucky there. So the question now being asked, there's a new poll. There's a they have this number 10 poll site where you can ask for changes to government policy, and the question is, we want a referendum on Europe. And 90% of the population want it. We're just being ignored.
So now, for those who don't know what a referendum on Europe means, Blair traitorously signed on for EU expansion and for England to go underneath the European Union's laws, which completely throw out any common law, any jurisprudence, any of the Magna Carta's conditions in that covenant of 1215, which is the basis of our Bill of Rights and Constitution here. And Brown is trying to keep that in place that Blair, as a dictator, put in his last days in office. But the good news is you're saying 10 Downing Street has a comment area, that's newsworthy, and 90% want to be able to, you know, vote on this question.
Poll after poll wants us out of Europe completely. This one, they can't win. They absolutely know they can't win this. As far as the terror situation is concerned, unfortunately, most of my countrymen have not got a clue.
Well, I don't know if you can trust. I mean, we know every poll that comes out shows between 85 and 95%. Percent. I've seen different polls all in those areas. One out of Europe, and everybody you talk to doesn't want to. I mean, Europe wants out of Europe. I mean, they hate the EU as well. It's totally tyrannical, a whole new layer of bureaucracy and taxes. And the U.S., 99% in CNN polls, don't want to be part of the North American Union, so the media just denies it exists and publicly announces it, that they're merging them. I mean, it's like they deny they want the Fairness Doctrine, again, like the Patriot Act, it has that doublespeak name, the unfair doctrine, and they've introduced it. The FCC's moving to pass it again. That will literally shut down talk radio, folks. There was no talk radio before this with any politics, and then they just deny it exists while they speak on Fox News calling for it with Boxer. I mean, it's just off the charts.
Yeah, one of the major papers is saying that an Islamic website predicted the London bombs hours before they actually did happen. You know, they say they planted them.
Yeah, that's CBS News. Was London Scare heralded on web? And it's always some message board. Some Fed goes on there and posts, and that's shown as absolute proof. Did you want to comment on that?
No, I mean, it's just very typical of what I hear from people. I mean, when I speak to people, they say this is going on. I say, you're still reading newspapers. And then, of course, I've directed them to PrisonPlanet.tv. I find it sad.
Stay there, Paul. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy. It's natural and safe and effective that you can get Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
All right, about to go to the folks from Seattle 9/11 Truth here in just a moment to get an update on how they confronted, not even really confronted, just talked to Norman Mineta and that big news that broke, of course, last, on Monday concerning the stand down Dick Cheney ordered. And I want to get Luke Radowski to pop in, too. We're getting him on the line to discuss Bloomberg sending one a ban filming the police in New York, is basically what it comes down to. But, I had my sheet here in front of me, and now I don't have it. Who is it that we have from Seattle 9/11 Truth? Bob Broner? Okay, I hadn't talked to Bob yet. I know we set him up for the show. Bob, what's going on, man?
Oh, not enough. Just in Seattle here. It's Brenner, runner with a B in front of it. How are you, Alex?
I'm not doing good, if you want to quote me right now. The movement's full of scum. Everything's falling apart. The whole country's going to hell in a handbasket, and the economy's unraveling right now. So,
well, yeah, but we just need to continue with our truth actions here and be out on the street and be visible. Everybody needs to get involved. Now's the time.
No, I agree with you. It's kind of the best of times, worst of times. I'm really positive in many respects. I'm negative in others, and I guess we should just be positive. People are waking up. They are getting involved. They are taking action. But the New World Order is coming down like a ton of bricks.
No doubt.
Well, tell us about the Norman Mineta situation.
Well, this was a luncheon for the Washington State Transportation Policy. Mineta actually shared a table with Slade Gordon, who was on the 9/11 Commission, which I thought was kind of ironic. The talk here at the transportation policy was about Washington State warming up to the public and private getting together for. I'm sorry, I have some notes here, but much like the Trans-Texas Corridor, they're trying to warm Washington State up to that idea with our roadways here. So we approached Mineta afterwards at the conclusion, and Mineta confirms a lot of what we already know in the truth movement, that both the Vice President Cheney and Lynn Cheney were in the PIOC when he arrived. And we have, he was unaware of the commission saying that Cheney arrived at 9:58, which kind of says that Mineta hasn't read the report himself either.
Well, I agree with you.
Now, we did talk to Mineta about what the plane being out 50 miles, 30 miles, and the young man coming in saying, "Do the orders still stand?" And Cheney whipped his neck around and said, "Of course the orders still stand. Have you heard
murder
anything
and piece of crap
to the contrary?" Now, something did hit the Pentagon, and if it was a shoot-down order, then that order was not followed. So when we asked Mineta, you stated that you actually thought it was a shoot-down order when, in fact, you learned later that was not the case. And there's a pause. Mineta responds with a pause and makes eye contact with us and says, yes. He later goes into Shanksville with his testimony to the commission. There was no specific order to shoot down 93 in his statement to the commission. So basically, we still have to do a lot of work on shedding light on the distortions and omissions with the official report surrounding this. But I just want to encourage everybody to get out with their video crews and get on the urban camouflage and get out there.
Well, Bob Berner, I really appreciate the work you've done at seattletruth.org. I had a folder here with all your info, and I was scrambling around for it, and I did find it here. The proper website, seattletruth.org, right?
911truthseattle.org.
Yeah, see, I don't know why I was given wrong information. I apologize. I should have done it myself.
That's all right. I mean, it doesn't take much for a truth squad to get out there, you know, two or three guys, you know, and I learned the term urban camouflage from you, and it really works well if we want to get in close to these guys.
Well, you know, I certainly didn't coin gonzo journalism for the last 13 years doing this. There's been folks doing it the last few months who claim they coined these truth squads, which is fine and dandy. Frankly, I don't care who coins water, who does water, you know, who does. All I care about, Bob Berner, is the fact that you've done this, and I want to commend you for what you've done from the bottom of my heart, because this country is in dire straits. This planet is in dire straits right now. And I couldn't keep going on and doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for all the wonderful, predominantly young people out there doing what you're doing right now. Let me check Infowars.com and see if we got your website up there today. And we sure do have it.
That's great.
There.
We also have a community.
No, it's classic. I'm sorry. They have a link to 9/11 Truth Seattle, and it's numbersusa.com. That's how we roll around here.
Gotcha.
And so we'll get that fixed for you right now. And
there's a community link out there for anybody out there that is into the 9/11 truth and is studying this but doesn't have a group of their own yet. There's a forum there where you can sign up and start one of your own and get people in your community active. And one thing is that there's a really important tool that we can use are the new iPods that are out that allow you to play video. If people load up truth clips on those when they're out doing their truth movements, or if they're going to do a video truth squad with, you know, either local public servants or local media and have, you know, small clips of Building 7 saying, you know, do you have any thoughts on Building 7? And get that on video and get it up on YouTube. And if people start recognizing that the people they're getting their daily news from aren't up on these issues, we're going to make even more of a change.
Well, we are, my friend, and it's good to have new blood in here fighting the new world order. Speaking of new blood, let's talk to the 20-year-old Luke Radowski, who last night was confronting the globalists at the Democratic presidential debates. Luke, this is exciting that no matter where they go in the country now, anyone involved in 9/11 in government from any angle is now being questioned, and it's just geometric what's happening. It's very positive.
I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, it's really taking back America. It's really being the change you want to see in this world, and we are changing it. The corporate media won't ask the hard questions, so citizens, patriots, are asking these questions themselves and are asking the hard questions, and we are demanding the answers. That's what we did yesterday at the PBS debates. I actually came up to Bill Richardson's. I shook his hand, looked him right in the eyes, and I asked him, you know, sir, you gave a keynote speech at the Bohemia Grove Club where they, you know, openly have satanic worship and mock child sacrifices. Where's your business there, sir? In front of everybody, this gentleman looks at me, he starts sweating, and then he just turns around and takes another question, doesn't even address me. Then we also confronted Christopher Dodd and asked him about how he voted for the National ID Act. And he didn't even know he voted for it. That's how blatant, that's how stupid these politicians are, and that's why we the people need to take this country back, one YouTube video at a time, by confronting these politicians, by, you know, going against the media and asking the hard questions.
I agree. This affects everybody, because whatever New York does, the rest of the country does, and all over the nation, from Tennessee to Texas, from New York to Oregon, every few days, it's every 3 days I see reports of people videotape cops out their window. People have a surveillance thing on their house, and the cops beat their kid up. So the cops go ahead and arrest the parents and seize the cameras, saying it's eavesdropping or wiretapping. Of course, it isn't. That's not what the law says. And, Luke, you had the local security people commanding the police, claiming that you had bombs on you, and admitting you didn't have bombs, but they were going to set you up and frame you. Now they're saying that anyone with a camera, anywhere for 10 minutes or more, can be arrested. You have to have $1 million insurance permit to have cameras in New York now. I mean, it's just, I mean,
yeah.
We're going to ground zero on 9/11. We're going to be there, and I'm going to have cameras if I want. And I promise, any cops lay their hands on me, any cops who take me to jail, I promise you, I don't care about money, and whatever money I got, I will spend it making your life a living hell, you pieces of un-American scum.
We definitely have to fight this. Mayor Bloomberg is actually launching an attack on the First Amendment. He's trying to propose laws and bills that will make it illegal for anybody to film in a public street.
Look, before he does this, I want you to go protest Bloomberg News, because they're doing this also to shut down any competition. He's involved in racketeering here, using his police power to try to shut down competition for big corporations so nobody can afford to buy. Because even for independent media, you're not letting them work. Then also they're claiming it's under entertainment. We're free speech and news gathering. That's another key. And, again, Bloomberg uses taxpayer money to pay for all the lawsuits he's going to lose. You want to comment on this, Bob Berner?
I certainly hope we don't see our local officials getting behind that. But, I mean, we just need to be out in the streets, not only on the 11th, but whenever we have, you know, a lot of us are working citizens, and we just need to be out there. Our off days need to be days out on the street.
Oh, yeah, man, we're definitely going to set up protests also. We're going to set it up later. It's going to be on the website, wearechange.org. But for the meantime, people could call Bloomberg's office at 212-639-9675. That's 212-639-9675. And tell him he can't destroy the First Amendment. He can't do this. You know, this is a blatant violation of our freedoms. And people have to understand the camcorder, the video camcorder, is really the new weapon of the revolution. It's the new wave of the info war. And this is the only way that we could take the minds back of the...
Well, you need to confront that slime bag. You need to go to his offices. You need to go to the film offices. In fact, I had the notes here in front of me. I'm trying to find the phone numbers. I had them here in the stack earlier. I gave them out in the first hour.
Bloomberg's office of film is located on 1697 Broadway. And we're going to set up a street action. We're going to set up a protest right in front of his compound later on this week, actually. And we're going to let him know what we think, and we're definitely going to try to truth squad him. But I'll say right now, just call the mayor's office and tell him that this is a blatant violation of the First Amendment and that the people won't stand for this. I'm telling you right now, if this law passed, I'm going to be the first one in New York City to break this law, because this is law is un-American. This law is anything that we don't stand for. This is something that we have to fight for.
Well, I agree with you, and you couldn't say it any better. It's like a pig pen in here, and just in the news today, literally like hundreds of stories in front of me. I'm trying to find the numbers to Bloomberg I was giving out earlier in the first hour. It's important to call that scumbag and let him know you're not going to put up with it. Bob Brunner, again, tell us about the organization 9/11 Truth in Seattle, and give out the website again on air, since I can't direct people over to InfoWars.
It's simply 911truthseattle.org. We just had our meeting last night, a really good meeting. We got, you know, definitely more organized, more focused. We have an actual formal truth squad now that's going to go out. We've been doing our actions on the 11th, and we've been getting really a great response. We're outside of Al Gore's event. We're outside of Barack Obama's event, and really getting some positive responses just all across. So people are definitely waking up out here on the West Coast.
Tell folks about the Barack Obama event.
Well, that was he did a fundraiser here, and you know, a bunch of us were outside with banners handing out free DVDs, and people on the way in were not so much receptive, but definitely on the way out, it seemed like people were disappointed in what Barack was saying.
The guy's a complete joke, and like the media saying, since he's black, we've got to support him. I'll vote for a black person, a purple person, a green person, a pink person. But I'm not going to vote for New World Order. But look, this is how it's going to work. It's going to be Hillary with Barack Obama as the vice president. That's totally staged, and people can't see through it, whatever.
Yeah, people just, for truth actions and video truth squads, just go online and look up Democratic and Republican fundraising. You're going to find out where these people are and where to have a presence.
Good job. Again, give us that new Seattle website.
911truthseattle.org.
Luke Radowski, you know, the police have already been trying to claim that you've got to have some type of special permit to videotape anywhere in the city. What makes these un-American trash think that they can put cameras up watching us all the time without a permit? I mean, this government in America telling you can't film them, see scumbags? Again, they're upset, they're scared, and they should be.
I mean, they're scared because these YouTube videos are coming out and the truth is coming out, and we're confronting everybody, and they're scared. They're definitely probably scared of us. One thing we can't do is we can't allow our freedoms to become permissions. We can't allow this to happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in just a few years, if this stays in New York and doesn't get challenged, I guarantee you that they'll be telling everybody that it's a privilege to even own a camera. You don't understand the evil of these scum, folks. I have all the Supreme Court rulings. I have it all. Driving is not a privilege, but these monkey brains think it is. These stupid monkey brains will sit there all day and tell you they don't know they're hit from a hole in the ground. They don't know jack squat. I probably shouldn't even be on air today. I'm so hateful. I mean, I am just absolutely in a vicious mood. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm in a negative mood. I'm in an angry mood. Probably just had about 4 hours sleep. But just, and I'm so sick of the British scum over there, those terrorist filth. Not the British people, but their government. I told Paul in England I'd go back to him. I never did. So I'd forgotten I was having you on, Bob. Is the caller from England there about how they're... Well, let's bring Paul back up from England. Let's bring him up with both these guys right before we go to break. Paul, you wanted to add something else. I mean, aren't you sick of your scumbag government, too, staging all these events and pulling all this business? Yeah, see, he wasn't there. He wasn't there. He's got his phone off the hook. I mean, he's got it there, but he didn't. All I know is, gentlemen, we need to get mad first before we're going to turn this country around. And in closing, Bob, anything else you want to add?
No, just to encourage everybody to get out there. It's up to us to make the change. We got to do it, you know.
It is up to us, Bob, and I appreciate what you've done. And as you continue, we want to have you back up. So I commend you, my friend, and thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Luke. Have a good one.
You bet. Luke, I don't normally get down. It's today with the economy and everything else to do, and I'm just sick of them. But I think we need to get sick of them. I think we need to get just violently angry. What do you think?
I don't know about violently angry. I think
No, by violently angry, I don't mean to be violent. I mean we need to just be extremely angry.
Yeah, I'm angry. I'm pissed off every day what's going on in America. I mean, I came here to America for freedom. I came from communist Poland here for freedom, and I'm seeing America turn something worse than what was in Poland. And it's pissing me off because this is something that America doesn't stand for. It doesn't stand for tyranny. It stands for freedom. And I'm pissed off, and we all need to get mad. But as far as getting mad, we also have to get educated. And as we get educated, we have to understand that education is pointless unless we use it. And we have to start using this education, and we have to start letting the government, the elite, the New World Order know that we're not going to go down without a fight, no matter what, no matter what the odds are, no matter what the consequences are. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be doing a protest outside Mayor Bloomberg's office, outside the mayor's office of film next Monday. 4 o'clock, we're doing a protest next Monday. 4 o'clock, all the details are going to be on weird.
In front of the scum, in front of the scum's government office or his corporate office?
His mayor's office of film and theater and broadcasting office.
Okay, we'll have you back on Monday for that, Luke.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Miami film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Still got I'll be back Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, 4 to 6 p.m. live. And hopefully re-energize Evan a little bit negative today, but talk of world depressions and police running around acting like scum everywhere. It's not just that I'm tired and I'm working too much. I'm just mad, man. I am just absolutely viciously angry. And I just hate that scumbag Bloomberg. And I hate Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, that punk piece of, that trollop, that little girly man's what he is. That gay porn star, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who runs around acting tough all day, is a chicken neck piece of trash. With that stupid Nazi death's head he wears on the cover of Time magazine, thinking we're all dumb and don't know what he is, you scumbag! Hitler killed 20-plus million people, including millions and millions of Germans, you scum! You're scum! You're not a governor of California, you're a dirtbag piece of filth. I mean, look, I mean, we should be mad. That piece of trash gets up on the cover of Time magazine wearing a Nazi belt buckle. I want him out of the country right now. He's a criminal. Anything else, Luke?
Man, same here, man. I'm pissed off. Let's just concentrate our efforts. Let's get mad, and let's do something about it before it's too late, before we end up in concentration camps, for God's sakes. Let's do something.
I want Arnold Schwarzenegger in prison. I want him in prison for all his Enron, and now Bush's new chief counsel's an Enron lawyer, the head of the Justice Department's an Enron lawyer. I'm tired of all these criminals. I'm just sick of them. I want to bring them to justice, man.
And we got to bring them to justice. That or live in tyranny. Live in freedom or live in tyranny, man. We have a choice. We have to make the right choice before it's too late. And I'm telling you, time is of the essence. These people, these same people in charge, started World War II, World War I, the Great Depression, and they're going to do it again unless we stop them, unless we expose them. And it's up to us to take this country back. It's up to us to make a future for our children's children. And if we don't do it now, we can't do it never. So get out there. Get active and do something before it's too late. Do a truth squad. Do a street action. Give a DVD to a police officer or a military officer. Do something.
I agree with you, man.
I don't know. I get mad. I get down sometimes, but you got to understand, you're on the right side. We are on the good fight. We are fighting the good fight. We are fighting evil. And we have to understand we can't get down. We have to keep our hopes up. Because we can do anything we want. We are the people. We consent to the New World Order. We allow the New World Order to do what they want because we don't do nothing about it. Let's understand it. Let's get educated. And let's do something about it.
I know. Let's crush them. We're going to crush them. I know we're going to win. I just can't believe the hell this country and this world is going to have to go through. And I'm just so sick of all the scum that serves this system and goes along with it. I can't believe what we've turned into. Luke, 4 o'clock Eastern, you're going to be at the film location, New York City Mayor's Office of Film, Theater, and Broadcasting, MOFTB, 1697 Broadway, 6th floor, entrance on 53rd Street. The phone number over there to let that filth know that we know they're criminals is 212-489-6710. How dare them tell Americans we can't video on the streets? And they go, oh, don't worry, the police will be reasonable. That group of mafia you got working for you won't be reasonable. They're devil dogs that'll serve you as they breathe deadly poison. They love you. They love your evil. They love being treated like scum and killing this country. There's no doubt about the New York police. They are the literal scum of earth. Luke Radowski, wearechange.org. Thanks for coming on with us.
God bless you, brother.
All right, folks. Here's the bottom line. I want you to buy my videos and get them and make copies. Or if you got somebody who's already bought them, get copies from them and make copies. Just you want to know something that's effective, you get TerrorStorm. And you make 100 copies of it the next month. It's a couple copies a day. And you get them out to people and you expose these murder and trash so we can bring them to justice. All right, we'll see you. See you Sunday.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.